Blog Talk Radio.
Show. This is episode number 89 with return visit of intuitive and reader Julie Matson. It's May 7th, 2012 from Littleton, Colorado. A few announcements. We're going to have a good time at the end of January. Not that we don't have good times the other time, but we're going to have a cruise. And I'm going to be one of several guest speakers on a mystical cruise to the Caribbean. The cruise is scheduled to leave New Orleans on Sunday, January 27th, 2013, and I just know in my heart of hearts that's an auspicious date in some way. All the details can be found on biteradio.me/cruise.html. The price is very reasonable and in line with standard Caribbean cruises. And it'll be a great time of year to go, especially if you're in the snow belt and want to get away for some warm time in the sunshine. If you have any questions, please call either myself at 303-902-5323 or the organizer, Robert, at 843-808-0777. Even though the cruise is a while off, it does affect our booking to sign up as soon as possible in the block of rooms, and there are discounts available for various categories through Carnival. Tonight, about halfway through the show, I'm going to have Robert on for just a few minutes to talk about the cruise and what's happened in the past. So that'll be a good informational time, and in fact, if you had a question about it, you might be able to get in and we could ask it. If you've registered at Blog Talk Radio, you can see and join in the chat. Also, please consider signing up for show announcements through my website at www.holisticbeliefs.com. That's all one word. Please feel free to email me with comments after the show if you'd like. And I'm going to have to apologize in advance. I caught a cold in a business trip to Houston last week, and you might hear me cough, and I'll try not to do it right into the microphone. Tonight, our guest is Julie Matson, who is an intuitive and a reader who uses scrying. This is the use of an obsidian mirror to see images that relate to the client's situation and questions. She has read for me many times, and the information has always been accurate and very helpful. During the show, we'll be taking calls for questions and many readings. Julie is a gifted psychic who is clairvoyant, clairaudient, and clairsentient. She has been using her gifts actively in the community and her workplace for the past 35 years. She had become aware of her gifts as a child when she discovered she had the ability to communicate with people and spirit while looking in the water when her father was fishing. She has a straightforward, ethical, and honest approach with very accurate communication. Her current practice has an international list of clients, and she has read for high clergy members, law enforcement personnel, politicians, and numerous people in the Denver metro area. Her ability to cut to the heart of the matter is very refreshing. Julie is gifted in the use of intuitive tarot and scrying. So with all that, welcome, Julie.
Hi there, Dave. Sorry you got a cold.
Well, I'll try to tough it out here. We're going to be taking calls tonight with you, and I will tell people that with a number of people already on the list that we'll use the five-minute timer. So at 4.5 minutes, you'll hear music starting to come up, and that's sort of your signal to start wrapping up the call. And so other people can get in. And that should be pretty straightforward. Do you have any other words of wisdom for callers before we get started, Julie?
Oh, I would like to thank everybody for calling in tonight and enjoying the show like I do every week. Also, just remember, you all have free will. So if you get some information that's a little discerning or uncomfortable, you need to point that out, because I will give you your choices, and we all make wonderful choices every day. There's never a wrong answer. We just have to take responsibility for our actions.
So well, excellent.
Yeah, I think we're ready to get going whenever you are.
Yeah, I will tell the callers just one more little note that Julie slices right through the BS and a little bit of your protection mechanisms. So, you know, if it starts getting past your comfort zone, you can certainly speak up. And, you know, if there's something on the air particularly that you don't want to go there, that's fine to be honest about that and steer towards a different area. So it's in your control. But as long as you keep saying, yes, tell me more, yes, tell me more, Julie will drill down right to the heart of the issue. So, yeah, I won't say be forewarned,
but
I'll
just... just
be aware of this. I'll be calling on people by your area code, and if there's a duplicate, then I'll add a few more digits. But the person who's been on the longest here, and we'll start with them, is a person with area code 502. And hi, you're on. Welcome to the show.
Hi. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Sure.
My name is Debbie. It's the first time I'm calling you guys. And hi, Julie.
Hi there, Betty.
Hi, sweetheart. I wonder if you see any one of you being become pregnant soon.
The very first thing I heard is yes, but mm-hmm. you're putting too much pressure on yourself.
It's hard not to.
It's a hard process when you want to start a family. Do you already have children?
Yes, I do. I have a little girl. She's 7. Okay. She's 27.
Because it feels like you've got 2 children coming. Not at one time, though. So they're very easily could be 2 pregnancies.
So right.
Pregnancy I'm seeing for you should occur if everybody plays right, who's involved in creating this little one.
Well, I heard.
It should happen within the next 3 to 4 months.
Okay.
At the latest 6 months. Don't be surprised, though. It feels like you've had a little bit of difficulty with pregnancy.
Huh. Yeah, this time it is.
Pardon?
This time, when I got pregnant, my daughter, like, month.
Mm-hmm.
The second month trying. And this time is kind of like, you know,
well,
what's supposed
like
to happen? I get so tired.
Yeah, well, it feels like... your body just is a little out of kilter. I don't know whether you want to try some female herbal bolstering stuff because you feel chemically slightly off, and that's what's making it a little difficult. I mean, the process of creating a baby requires everybody to have all the right chemicals, all the right pH balance, and if you're just a hair off, it makes it a little harder. So if you aren't already being followed by a physician, you probably want to be. And have your thyroid and hormone levels checked. But it feels like it's a simple, quick fix, and you're going to go, wow, that was easy. Why didn't I do that before? But it does feel, because I see you with 3 children, so.
Wow, yeah. I can. You know, it's funny because my grandmother from my country, she said that to me when I was 8 years old. She told me that I'm going to have a daughter and I'm going to divorce and then I'm going to have 2 kids, a boy, and then I'll have a girl. That's what she said. And then she just say that. But, you know, it's like a subtle thing just to help the ovulation, you know. And I wonder, and they also, my grandma also said, tell me to write letters to the baby, say to how much we wanted the baby. So I just started doing that. So
your grandma's very wise. You also might want to carry some orange calcite or some carnelian. A piece of carnelian.
Let me write down here because I don't even know what it's that.
It's a little rock. It's a tiny little red rock.
Okay.
And almost any
how
little
spell?
Metaphysical
I'm sorry,
store.
But how spell?
Carnelian is Carnelian, I think. Best I can
okay.
remember.
Okay, sure. So if I don't know that start things that I'm going to start to do, did you think they will come before the 3 months, or you don't see that?
It's probably going to be right around that 3 month mark, 3 to 4 months, that you'll find out you're pregnant.
Great. Okay, so the music starts, so that means I got to get out.
Yep. Well, it was a pleasure talking with you, and
well,
good luck.
To you, too. Okay.
And I'll put
thank
some energy
so
towards
much.
Your baby.
Amen. I will. Thank you so much, Julie.
Take care.
Thank you for calling.
Bye.
Okay, we're going to the person with area code 302. Hi, welcome to the show.
Hi, this is Jackie from Delaware.
Hi, Jackie. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Oh,
hi, Jackie.
I could be better.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry that you're sick. I used to travel a lot, so I know that what that is like.
Oh, it's a joy.
Julie, it was really cool to read your bio, and so my question is, I've been out of work for almost a year and was wondering when gainful employment would be coming my way.
Well, I'm really surprised you're not employed. Because I see a lot of success that you just opened the door on. So something you just recently did is going to facilitate work. What kind of work are you in?
I was in sales, and I had applied for this theater sales position job, which I previously was in, like, medical pharmaceutical sales.
Okay. That wasn't your heart's passion, though.
Right. I liked it. I mean, I was successful at it, but just today I had applied for a job for hospice sales rep. And I know that sounds kind of morbid, but...
No, not me. I'm a hospice nurse, so...
Oh, there you go.
So, yeah, you definitely have a lot of the... What I call... You have healer energy, but... way too much playful energy to just be a nurse or something like that. Not that being a nurse is a bad thing. But that sounds very promising for you, especially if they have you doing anything with fundraising or trying to increase the productivity of the hospice. But you need to keep pushing forward. Because you are just about to land a position that is going to just take off for you.
And I'll be happy in this one because
I've had happy.
Like, okay, good. Because
in
happy. The past
you're
going to
be
had...
nervous. I do want to warn you. You are going to be nervous because it's going to be a little different than any kind of sales you've done in the past. And just cowboy up and go to it, because once you get the training under your belt, you're going to find some hidden talents you haven't used before. You're going to be pulling on some very ancient knowledge about how to work with people in this venue.
Okay.
But this is going to be a really fun adventure. It's just getting you started that's going to be the nervy kind of part.
I've had like 10 years of jobs that have, for some reason, people have not been getting along with me. And I'm a hard worker, and it's been really horrible for me. And even though, like, I'm not a slacker, I'm ambitious, I try to be easy to work with. I mean, it's not been fun.
Well, you've been maturing and going through some changes, and the people around you have not been. They are in fear mode, whereas you're in more confident mode. And nothing will get a scared soul to be more aberrated and negative than someone with confidence that truly deserves to be confident. Now, you're going to get into an area that's a little more touchy-feely, and you're going to want to do a 10 count or even a 2 count before you open your mouth sometimes. And because what happens is we put protections on ourselves to appear more confident than we are sometimes. And that can put people off a little bit. But in your case, you just kind of stepped in the wrong critter's space.
Okay.
You know, it's like walking down the street stepping on bubblegum.
Okay.
And so just take a deep breath and continue to use the mantra, all my needs are met every day. And don't question how they're going to be met. We have to open the doors with positive energy, especially when you're looking for work, because it works very, very well when you have a welcome mat out instead of a scary little blankie on the doorstep.
And I feel like I've been doing that, though. I know I heard the music, so.
There was a reason for you to be out of work for a little bit, because you had to regroup and get to know yourself better.
Mm-hmm.
And now you've found it, and you're going to be very successful very quickly here.
Awesome. Thank you.
All right,
hey,
Jackie.
I have to follow you. I think it's intriguing what you do.
Oh, cool. Well, I believe all my information is on the bio to contact me, and I would love to chat with you at length.
Awesome. Have a great evening.
You too.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, the next person is area code 626. Hi, welcome to the show.
Hello?
This is the person with area code 626. Well, okay, we'll go to the next one. I may even come back and try them again. This is a person with area code 214. Hi, welcome to the show.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello?
Yes, you're on. What's your name?
First name is Bianca. Hi, Julie.
Hi, Bianca.
My question is, I wanted to connect with a loved one. And I'm a first-time caller, so I'm sort of new to this. So I didn't know if you're able to connect to the other side or...
We can sure give it a shot. Most of the time,
okay.
I'm pretty lucky with that. I need to know the person's first name and relationship to you.
First name is Olivia, and she was my daughter.
And how old was Olivia when she crossed over?
She was 5.5 months. I was 5.5 months pregnant.
Okay, because I
got her.
The first thing I saw was a very premature infant,
mm-hmm.
and then I saw an older woman. So I wanted to make sure I was looking at the right Olivia.
Okay.
What would you like to know?
Okay,
first, before you go on, let me tell you something.
Mm-hmm.
Your daughter is telling me thank you, and she's showing me a pink rose. She has a lot of pink and gold energy around her. And she's thanking you for being there for her short time.
Okay.
So what is your question for her, dear?
Well, today is her 1-year anniversary. And I have been trying to connect with her myself, and I've been having some difficulty, and I'm thinking, well, maybe it's because I'm still in the grieving process, and I don't even know if that will ever go away. So I just wanted to know, how do I connect to her personally, or how do I get a better connection with her?
You're trying too hard. That's the first thing I got. She says she hears you calling her and trying to reach her.
Mm-hmm.
She's watching you very closely. She was a very old soul, and she had to finish just the conception. And was there some sort of trauma involved or illness before you lost the baby?
I ended up coming down with an infection.
Okay.
And the doctors didn't know that caused it for me to go on.
I feel that it was... something that came into you or attacked you that caused the loss.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense.
And that's why I was wondering if you had a fall, if you got sick, if, you know. But it felt like the baby got attacked as a result of something that happened to you.
Right.
And she was not going to be long on the world had she gone to full term, she wants you to know. And this
okay.
was an easier choice for you in her plan. You still there, hon?
Yes, I am.
Okay, all right. The little one, Livia, she likes her name very much. She's saying, to talk to me, just talk to me. And she will start. Have you been finding pennies lately? Like in a parking lot, or you'll see a penny or a little, pennies and dimes is what she's showing me.
Okay.
That's how you'll know she's around.
Okay.
You'll see them on the ground, or something will catch your eye, or you'll notice something that you didn't. Pick it up. It's
okay.
a kiss.
Okay.
Okay. And she will work a little harder at making it easier for you to hear her.
Okay.
She says, she says you need to not feel bad. And she understands that it was very difficult. And don't be angry. The anger blocks her ability to attach.
Okay.
Now, are you planning on another child? Because I see another child.
That was my next question. yes. I would like to, and my concern was that, you know, that she was my first pregnancy.
Mm-hmm.
And, yes, I am wanting another child, and I'm just hoping.
I want to tell you that there are two in queue for you. In other words, you've got two little ones waiting to come into your life. Your next pregnancy, you may end up on bed rest the last 2 months, but don't panic. Just enjoy the ride.
Okay.
And it's coming a little quicker than you're ready for. So be cautious and plan wisely, but it's coming.
Okay. Thank you, Julie, so much.
You're very welcome, Bianca. And Olivia, she is sending you kisses.
Thank you.
Hey, thank you. Good night.
Thank you. Good night.
Oh, I got goosebumps on that one.
Yeah, cool. The next person I think is a Skype, because I'm getting all ones for the phone number. So we'll bring them on. Hi, welcome to the show.
Hi, thanks very much.
You're on. What's your name?
I'm Diana. That was a beautiful reading.
Oh,
that was just beautiful for Olivia, little Olivia. It made me almost cry. That was nice.
Saying thank you as she's leaving my connection now. She's saying thank you to you, too.
Oh, that's nice. That's nice. I was wondering what you see coming up for me relationships or, you know, romantic kind of things over whenever, the next whatever. As you see, there are a couple of people that are sort of interesting, one more than other, but, you know, whatever you see would be wonderful.
Well, I see it's kind of like a bottle of pop that got shook up slightly. There's a couple of possibilities and two that have not come in yet. So, to narrow our field a little, can you give me either the first name, if you're comfortable with that, of each of them?
Okay.
So I can see the front runner.
Okay, that's great. One is Nick, and the other one is Jason, so far.
Okay. No David, huh? Well, there's a D name coming in here soon. And do you work?
I'm a photographer. I'm a freelance photographer.
Okay, because that makes a lot of sense. Because there's a D name, either a David or a Donald or Danny. that's coming in soon, and it's as a result of something you're doing. You're setting up a shot is what I see, and he either gets in the way or he comes up behind you or something, but it starts conversation, and it's very positive. Now, who's the younger one? Is that Jason?
Jason is the younger of the two.
Okay.
Yeah, but, you know, maybe 5 years, I'm just guessing, five years maybe.
Either one of these gentlemen are not so committed to a relationship yet.
Nick is just ending one.
Yeah, he doesn't feel very available yet.
Yeah, I think he's not. There's a connection. You know, I could feel
part
a connection.
Part of that past life connection. You've had a relationship with Nick before in another life, but it's a very, very ancient time. So, and in the short time we have, I'm not going to be able to get a lot because I want to tell you more about Jason.
Okay.
Jason is getting a little more interested and is a little more available. I don't, though, unfortunately, see within the next 3 to 6 months a solid relationship with anyone. I just see, like, window shopping kind of relationships. But at about 5 to 6 months from now, you are going to find the absolute right soul. Because you're kind of been waiting. It feels like you got badly hurt in the past.
Mm-hmm.
And it took you a while to get back up there and be willing to even try. Because you kind of threw up your hands and gave up.
Yeah.
Because it was just easier to do it on your own.
Mm-hmm.
Nick is going to stick around, but I think he's going to end up being more of just a really good friend for you until he heals. That doesn't take him out of the running, though. Because in 5 months, he may totally turn around and realize, where have you been all his life? So Spirit hasn't made the decision for the one that is exactly yours. They're going to give you a choice. But part of that's because you did get wounded so badly in the past, and they want you to have the confidence to be content with your choice, not settling for your choice, if you understand that.
Oh, yeah, I wouldn't settle. I'd rather be
put out in the universe that you want very specific things.
Yeah.
Whenever I have a session with someone that wants to know how to attract the right soul, I tell them write down every good thing and every bad thing you can tolerate in a person.
Yeah.
And then set it free, because then they'll come pretty quickly.
Okay, I think it does. And I think Nick, he's been through some pretty icky stuff lately, so it's going to take him a while to get
on track. Yeah, but I wouldn't kick him to the curb. I just kind of enjoy his friendship and camaraderie. Jason,
see what happens?
Yeah, and Jason is going to make some interesting choices and some fun for you along the way, too.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Good night. Okay, at this point, we're going to bring Robert on, who is the organizer for this mystical cruise, and we'll talk about it for a few minutes. Hey, Robert, are you there?
Yes, I am. Hey, Dave. Nice
How
to join
you
tonight. Thanks. I'm doing great. Better than you, it sounds like.
Oh, lots of people are doing better than Dave right now.
Well, we'll send you good healing thoughts there. So,
well, tell us about the cruise and what you've done in past years with it. How many times have you done it?
Right. Now, this will be my fourth mystical cruise that I've put together. You're going to be one of eight speakers. And we have a lot of, we have psychics and astrologers and that kind of thing. This particular one is a 7-day Caribbean cruise. And the first 2 days, we depart from New Orleans on January 27th, 2013. And we depart in New Orleans. The first 2 days at sea are open days at sea, and then we have workshops and seminars. So each of the eight speakers has like an hour workshop that's part of this little package that we put together.
Okay.
And then we have right after that, those 2 days, we have three different ports right in a row that we're going to visit. The first is Isle Rotan, Honduras, Mahogany Bay. That's a new one to me. I haven't been on that one of the previous cruises. And then the next stop is Belize, which is magical, especially with the Mayan pyramids. We did that in the last one, the last cruise, and every single person in our group went to the pyramids, which was no surprise. And then the last port is Cozumel, Mexico. And then on the final day at sea, as we're coming back, I have something called the Mystical Marketplace, and it's just an open forum where the speakers have a table and, you know, all of the people in the group can come and chat and mix with the speakers.
Okay. Well, tell us, you know, some people may not have ever done a cruise before. This is painless, right, to sign up? You sign up through
yes.
Carnival and through your information, and Carnival
yes.
can even arrange the airfare if you want, right?
Yeah, Carnival can do that. Though, truly, anybody through Travelocity or anything, you can do always much better than that. I mean, I have yet to find... I mean, you can do that if you'd like, but, you know, it's much easier now to, you know, to do that if you want. But, I have the way that I have it set up is I have 35 cabins that are on hold right now. About a third of them are booked, and then I have, like, some special prices that go up until the 19th of May. And and then at that point, from that point forward, there's going to be new prices, and it'll probably go up. They go up usually each month as you get closer to sailing date. And, like, the next month, it'll probably go up about 80 to 120 per person based on what I talked to today. So I have a certain number, you know, that are available, but it's still a good deal because, like, for an inside cabin, for the price of the cabin, the taxes, fees, gratuity, plus the Mystical package, which is entry into all of the workshops, that Mystical Marketplace, there's also a one-hour welcome open bar, welcome party, and then there's also $50 cabin credit. So there's a whole bunch put together, and it works out to be about $121 per day for all of that, you know, as well as your entertainment and your food. So, I mean, you know, it's really good.
Oh, and if you haven't been on a cruise before, the food just goes on and on and on. There are no limits.
You can eat 24 hours a day, and I've only gone for 23 and a half. So, but
oh, I know.
But also one of the things that's really unique is the group. You know, I mean, experiencing the pyramids with a group of people who are, you know, like-minded, who, you know, really understand kind of, you know, what it's all about. It makes it just so much more magical, you know, than just being part of just a bunch of strangers. So, and then on all of our cruises, we've had, the first one was in 2001, so many friendships and networking kinds of things went on that it's really fun. And I don't do it very often. This is like the first one in 5 years. But it just came together with just the right group of people and the right itinerary, so...
Okay, tell us again the website people should go to find more information.
Yes. You can go to the main website is biteradio.me. That's BITE radio.me. And on that front page, I have a link right in the very front, very big. It says Mystical Cruise. You click on that, and it takes you to the itinerary and pricing. And on that particular page, I also have links to all the speakers and who they are and links to their websites. And I also have links to instructions for booking. But if you have any questions whatsoever or you'd like to talk about it or just like to know more about the cruise, I am open to talking to anybody. So I'll give you my office number, and that is 843-808-0777. And that's also on the website, so and my email is there as well. So contact me anytime if I'm not available or if I'm doing a show or something. I'll get right back to you.
Okay. Well, thank you very much, Robert. I really appreciate you coming on.
Well, thanks, Dave, and I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be a lot of fun. I'm glad that you're a part of it.
Thank you. Well,
okay.
We'll let you go, and we'll go on to another caller here. Okay, this is the person with area code 613. Hi, welcome
Hello.
To the show.
Hello.
Hello.
Thank you for taking my call.
Sure. What's your name?
My name is Donna.
Donna. Hi there. I'll let you go ahead and start talking to Julie.
Hi, Donna. How are you?
Good, thank you. I'm just wondering if you see a man named Cameron contacting me again.
First thing I got was yes, but I also get a big red flag with him. Was there a problem with Cameron?
Yeah, a bit.
Well, I don't get that he's the best soul for you in your life, and that there was something rather negative, and I'm being very cautious because I don't know how much you want out in the universe. Do you want Cameron to contact you?
Yes.
Okay. Then I need to ask you, is this a relationship you want to continue?
Yes.
Okay. Because I get a lot of heartache around you with him.
Yeah.
It's almost like unrequited love, like he kind of abandoned you. What would you like to know about Cameron?
Will he contact me in the future and will we resume communicating?
Eventually, but I'm concerned that it won't be what you're expecting. I don't think you're ever going to have what you truly wanted with him.
Okay.
It just doesn't feel like it was the healthiest of relationships. But you genuinely fell very hard for this soul.
Yes.
And it feels like he's just not the best choice for you, dear. He really isn't. But you need to have some closure with it in a different way than what you had. Did he just totally leave you?
Kind of.
Okay. Because it feels like what you thought was fairly simple in his mind was a total ending. But I don't know that he's always been as available or as honest as he should have been with you.
I think so.
Because there's a definite red flag on his loyalty and honesty. Was he still married? Or in a relationship when he was getting involved with you?
I think so, but I'm not really, that's kind of a gray area too. I wasn't really sure.
Because that really feels like he was never, ever 100% available.
Because he told me, like, he was single, like, back, like, in November.
Well, if it's any consolation, there's someone waiting to be invited into your life if you make room for them, but you need to get over the grief of Cameron.
Yes, I know.
There's
do you
someone
know?
Else that will be introduced into your life as soon as you're available for it, but as long as you're, for lack of a better term, kind of pining and wondering about Cameron.
Yeah.
And I can tell you that it's not entirely your fault necessarily. There was a past life connection with Cameron where you did have a successful relationship. This is not the lifetime, I'm afraid to say, that... I'm actually not afraid to say it, I just said it. It's not the lifetime for you to have a relationship with Cameron if you want your best outcome. But
you
have
know,
free will in this. So.
Do you know when he may contact me?
No, that's undecided at this time. It's what I'm getting is you really want him to contact you, so it clouds the water a little bit on how soon he will contact you, because it kind of acts like you want it so desperately that it like puts a wall up. So you need to let it go, and as soon as you let it go, that's when you'll hear from him. But I got to tell you, I don't think it'll be a real positive thing. So I would try to heal yourself and be open to your next more perfect relationship.
Okay. No, I do. I really think a lot of him, but...
Yeah. That's hard when that happens.
Yes.
But you will be healed of it, and you're going to have something better as soon as you can get past this hump, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
All right. You take care.
Thank you. Good night.
Thank you.
Okay, we're going to the person with area code 616. Hi, welcome to the show.
Yes, hi. My name is Joan.
Hi, Joan.
Hi, Joan.
Hi. Hi, Julie. I'm just wondering if you do general type readings?
I can. Usually when they're this short, though, you don't get a whole lot.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
You're kind of forewarned. Point me in an area, though, that you'd like a little information. I'll see what I can get on
you. Oh, there's
about
a million areas.
Well, first off, let me tell you this much. You've been going through some transition, and several areas of your life have been in turmoil.
Yeah.
And you felt like you're losing control.
Yes.
You need to take a deep breath.
Okay.
Step back and realize, like, you can almost visualize yourself standing in front of a door with a bunch of other people coming at the door, and you have a big staff in your hands.
Mm-hmm.
You think everybody's going to rush you. All you have to do is say, stop, one at a time.
Yeah.
And each problem is going to start falling away. The reason you're feeling so awkwardly uncomfortable with all the chaos right now is you know it's time to stop this silliness.
Yeah. Okay.
And you just are overwhelmed.
Mm-hmm.
So you're allowed to say, you know, I'm not going to deal with work problems right now. I'm not going to deal with kid problems right now. I'm going to deal with me feeling physically better today.
Yeah. Yeah.
And compartmentalize all of these issues. And just do one thing and then deal as best you can with everything else.
Yeah.
You're trying to fix everything at once.
Well, I feel like, and it's probably my fault, like everybody kind of dumps things on me and I absorb everything.
Yeah, you're a fixer. You're an easy listener.
Yeah.
And you always appear that... you've got that you're so blessed and you've got it all together when inside your head's a mess, you know? It's like
true.
Kind of like a song lyric I heard, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. That's why I have so many questions. I just don't know where to start.
Right.
It's overwhelming.
Yeah, what? Okay. Well, ask a question. Pick a question.
Well, selling the house and moving. You see me moving? Moving on?
I do. It feels like a fresh start is in order for you.
Okay.
The only reason you're kind of hesitating is you're trying to fix everything for everybody else, and you think you'll be letting someone else down. Those that are meant to stay in your life and continue to benefit from helping you and for you to benefit from are going to stay. But decide it's okay to move, and things will start falling into place for that.
Okay.
What's another question?
Business turmoil that's going on in our lives right now, my husband and mine.
Okay, is it your own business or is it
work? It's our business. Okay. My husband runs it, but it's how we support ourselves.
Right. And what kind of business is it?
Heating, ventilation, air conditioning.
That's a tough business, but with the economy, it's tough to get. It's funny, the turmoil I'm getting has to do more with personnel issues.
Hmm.
And is somebody not doing what they're supposed to be doing and causing complaints?
There's a lot of complaints. There's three partners right now.
Okay, because that's where it is. It's a big communication snafu.
Yeah, yeah.
And there's some sort of negative energy in the main office space.
Mm-hmm.
Dave needs to do this one.
Will it work itself out, or will
well,
it?
Well, you need to do some.
To
you need to put some positive energy towards it. I wish I could send you a chunk of selenite or something to put in the office, or citrine, because citrine attracts money and prosperity, but it also clears out negativity. So if you've got a rock shop nearby, go find yourself a real pretty.
Oh, I've got a lot of rocks.
Then I would find yourself
a
nice big piece of citrine and put it on your desk or in the front window of the shop and start shifting that negativity and that cluttered communication.
Idea.
That's going to help dramatically. But all of this is passing. Okay. You're about to hit a prosperous cycle over the next. God, it's coming quick. As soon as you start doing some remedies, it's going to come quick.
Okay. Oh, gosh. I hope so. It's been.
I believe it will be so.
Rough couple years. Okay. See any grandkids on the way?
Huh? First thing I heard was yes.
Oh, good.
Feels like within the next 6 months to year and a half, you'll have 1 to 2 grandkids coming.
Okay. Cool. Well,
okay.
That's good. I never ask them. I just wonder.
Yeah, they're coming.
Okay. Yeah, good. Okay. All righty. See anything with my kids being
healthy
and happy?
Well, we
kind of
hit our little limit on time for this call.
Oh, okay.
So
I didn't
hear
the music. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
but,
great.
I don't see any major problems with your kids.
Well, that's good. They're all out traveling right now, and I worry about them.
Yeah, no, they're all safe, and actually one of them's having almost too much fun.
Yeah, I know. I know. Another thing to worry about here at home.
Yeah, don't worry. It'll all work out.
Okay, well, thank you.
Right.
You're welcome.
Okay, good night.
Good night. Before we go on, Julie, are you willing to stay on after the end of the show and still continue out with some callers who are in the queue?
Sure.
Okay. Because what will happen is the show will stop streaming when we run out of time, but the callers who are on, we can continue to take their calls and they'll still be recorded for the show.
Okay, that's fine.
I have a brief chat, person who asked a question. This is from a person named Luxi, or that's her name on the window, Luxxi. She said, if there's time, I was wondering about my love life. I was seeing someone and feel an overwhelming feeling of loss, but can't decipher if it's my own emotions. She says her birthday is May 5th, 1986, and she's located in New York City, if that helps. And his birthday is December 29th, 1987. So does that ring some bells there?
Yeah, it does. Luxi, you need to get over it, because you've got a better love coming your way. And it's not so much your fault or your issues, but it is your grief that's holding you back right now. It wasn't the best fit. You're almost a little too opposite to attract each other. And you're way more mature than he was. So we kind of need to get you into a higher vibration of, because you need somebody that's going to validate you a little more, because you've got some insecurities there. But there's somebody new coming as soon as you can grieve and get rid of this one. But you're just going through, it almost feels like it's your first major love. So I hope that helps.
Oh, very good. Thank you. I'll pass it over. I hope she's listening. She'll probably pop up again. Robert had one other little comment for listeners about the cruise. He said, I forgot to mention only $250 reserves your cruise cabin. The balance is not due until November 19th, 2012. So you have plenty of time to save up for the cruise, too, even if you want to go ahead and lock it in right now. So we'll get back to callers. And the next one is area code 804. Hi, welcome to the show.
Hello, how you doing?
Oh, pretty good. And your name is?
Sandy.
Hi, Sandy.
Hi, Sandy.
Hi. My question is, do I need to say where I'm calling from?
No, just jump right in.
Okay. My question is, I'm looking for a better job, a new job, making more money. I'd like to know, do you see anything soon, and when? How soon, please?
What field are you in? Or what line of work do you do?
I'm not in anything right now. I'm working as a waitress because I got laid off from the state at one point.
What were
and
you doing
so,
for the state? Because it feels like what's coming is going to be very similar.
I was just doing like a
general office or?
No, it was approving businesses. As,
okay. Because I'm seeing you in an office. Doing something a little different than what it was, but similar. Because it feels like you've got an inbox, as I call them, an inbox from hell. It's never empty.
Okay.
But that's kind of job security.
Oh, wow. Well, that's a good thing.
But and it does feel like, oh, my. You've got one major little roadblock sitting in front of you, and that is... Part of you just doesn't want to work, but you need to.
I don't want to work where I'm working now, but
no,
I
understand.
Oh,
because
okay.
That's really hard on you too. It almost feels like you're missing an opportunity. Like there's something very similar to a state type job or a government type position that
okay.
starts out temp. But turns to permanent. And that feels like that's coming within 2 months at the latest, as long
okay.
as you start looking in that venue.
Okay.
And the job search has gotten you a little overwhelmed.
Mm-hmm.
And so you've kind of like done the machine gun approach, just applied a little here and there and everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
You need to pick an area that has some interest to you, even if you haven't done it before.
Okay.
And I hear your resume needs a little buffing up.
Okay.
So you might want to just spend a little and have a professional create it. When I tell my clients that are looking for work, I say write 3 resumes.
Right, exactly.
3 variations. Write 1 for the perfect job, that if you could create it, write 1 for what you'd settle for, and then write your fantasy.
Mm-hmm.
Everything, and that's the one where you list everything that you've ever done in your life. And I'll tell you what, for me, that always worked.
Mm.
That fantasy one got me my best job.
Wow, okay.
Because they looked at all of my other things. Don't forget to include your volunteerism and your...
Mm-hmm.
your clubs and your social groups within reason.
Right.
You know, I wouldn't want to broadcast anything about being a dominatrix or something. That
okay.
might get you into trouble.
Okay.
But you have something right almost ready to open the door to.
Oh, wow.
So just do a more focused approach and just know that you're going to be working and you're almost done being a waitress.
Thank the Lord.
Yeah, because you need better shoes, sweetie. I hear your back's bothering you.
Yeah, you're right on the money.
I'm hearing that you need to, if you're going to stay being a waitress even for another 2 months, you might want to invest in something that has a better arch support because you're walking funny.
Wow, you're right on the money. Because I hate that job, and I just
and you,
assume
and you
it was going to be the death of me.
Right, you don't want to invest in anything that's going to promote that job, but you got to look at it as what is the investment in myself.
Oh.
And so if your back is feeling better, it makes you happier, and it makes things come to you better.
Wow.
So
you're good.
Thank you. Well, good luck, and let me know how it goes with the job.
Yes, I'm a first-time listener, and I would key back in and definitely put something in the chat room.
All righty. Thank you.
Hey, thank you. We've had some callers hop on recently, and I really hate to tell you that you have at least 5 people in front of you, and that would take us really late. So I'm going to apologize, but for the people with area code 757 and 678 and LNR99, I just can't see us getting to you this evening in a reasonable amount of time for to pick up Julie's time. I have to honor her time, too. So I think we're going to end with area code 267 because that was the last person on. And also, we've had somebody on a long time, and that's Deanna in Miami. And I'm not sure if you want to have a reading. If you do, go ahead and signal me so I can see the little yellow thing pop up. We're going to go to a person with area code 707 now. Hi, welcome to the show.
Hi.
Hi there.
Hello.
Hi, hello.
You're on.
I got you.
Yes, hi. Julie?
Yeah, what's your first name, dear?
Valerie.
Hi, Valerie.
Hi. And also, hi, Dave.
Hi, how are you?
Okay. When and where do you see my next work assignment? And how well will it go? And when you mentioned about the relationship, I've written down what I would tolerate and what I want, but I haven't burnt it as of yet.
Okay. Well,
so those two areas.
Okay. Okay, what is your line of work? Because I'm seeing three different career paths for you.
I'm in the medical field.
Okay, are you a nurse or are you in an ancillary position?
A tech.
A tech, okay. Okay, being a nurse myself, I know all different kinds of techs. Are you a med tech, a lab tech?
I don't want to get too specific, but...
Okay.
Yeah.
But you're a human medic, not an animal medic.
Correct.
Okay. Well, there are all kinds out there, kiddo.
Yeah.
You know, it feels like I have this temporary thing about you.
Yeah,
like
we
you work for an agency or something.
Correct. That's correct.
Okay. And you're not traveling right now, are you?
No, but I should be, and that's why I'm calling.
Okay, yeah. Because that's what I'm wondering is why are you sitting still? You need to be traveling. You need to light some fires. Either sign up with another group because you're supposed to be on the move. And I see another assignment coming very quickly once you either threaten to leave or just tell them you need something. They're not hearing
you. Well, I told
them
I wouldn't be available until June.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then that's when your assignment will start.
Okay.
You've already put it out there that that's your timeline.
Yeah.
But
they,
if you want, it almost feels like somebody had something for you before that.
Yeah, I think they did.
And it kind of, I got to tell you, somebody's slightly annoyed with you.
Oh.
Because they wanted to utilize your talents somewhere.
Okay.
But they're honoring what you requested. But, yes, you will have another assignment. It will be a good assignment that may lead into something more.
Okay.
But I do see travel coming up pretty quick here.
Do you see where the location?
I'm getting three locations on that because there's going to be more than one offer.
Oh, I don't know if I'm going to pick the best one.
Whatever you pick will be perfect for you.
Okay,
you have to have faith
gonna...
in, yeah, what, you have to go with your first impression, dear. Usually if we overthink it, we end up taking the second best solution.
Mm-hmm.
One of them feels like somewhere in the south or south of where you are. But, you know, I don't know where you are, so.
I'm in California.
California, so south, southeast. Would you be willing to leave California?
Oh, yes, I do all the time.
Okay, because there's also a possibility of something more towards the Carolinas, maybe an offer. And
we're going to have to pause here just for a second. We're about at the end. We'll keep going after the streaming stops. But, Julie, go ahead and tell everybody how they can reach you if they would like to contact you for a more detailed reading.
Sure, sure. I can be reached at area code 303-278-4280. I forgot my phone number for a minute there. And if you leave a message on that line, it automatically pages me. And unless I'm in a reading, I get right back to you. I am also at Full Moon Books on Saturday afternoons at area code 303-233-MOON or 6666. And I can take phone readings there that can be paid by credit card. Right now, my rates are basically $2 a minute. And I encourage you all to check out my web. My email is madsen4280@msn.com. And if you want to try and schedule a reading through that or you have some questions, you can email me at that email.
Okay. I'll have you return to Valerie.
Okay.
Okay.
Hey, Valerie.
Thank you. Yes.
Valerie, you know, it's funny. It feels like you're going to – I keep hearing something about either Utah or Western Colorado. So you may be coming out to our neck of the woods.
Oh, that would be great, too. But
and
you
it
see
feels
all
like
these...
a fairly long-term assignment, like a
okay.
little longer than you're used to, or it gets extended.
And are you seeing where that is exactly?
Because you're going to be offered more than one, I am still leaning to more mountain than I am desert. The Carolina one is almost an afterthought. You know, it's very vague. But you're
okay.
going to have at least three choices, but you need to go with what your gut says first. The other thing I'm hearing is you're not being very specific with your desires. So decide where you want to work.
Okay.
Open the door so spirit can send you where you want to work.
And then for the relationship, do you see that in June as well?
No. Sorry. That feels more like towards September.
Okay.
You're going to have to get reestablished somewhere. But August, September feels more productive in that area.
Oh.
I'd love to have it in June. But, you know, you have a lot of free will in this. You can put some energy towards, I'd really like it sooner rather than later. I'm open to it coming now versus 3 months from now.
Right.
I'm open and ready to receive the perfect relationship now.
Well, we need to, speaking of now, we need to wrap this one up. So we're,
thank you very much.
You're very welcome, and good luck with the jobs.
Thank you.
Hey, thanks for calling.
You're welcome.
Okay, we're going to bring on area code 305, which is Deanna. Hi, Deanna.
Hi, Dave. I have a word for you, ginger.
Oh, I know.
Hi, Julie. I have a couple questions, but the first one is, do you have a remedy for self-consciousness? I need to get rid of it in order to do my job better.
Oh, sure. If you like to do candle work, I recommend removing obstacles. And you get like a candle. You don't want a great big candle. You want like something you'd put in a menorah or a fat birthday candle that's all black.
Okay.
Literally take a pen or a toothpick and you write in the wax, I remove all obstacles to my ultimate confidence.
Okay.
And you just let it burn itself out. Usually takes an hour for it to burn. Don't leave it alone. Just make sure you're in a safe place. You know, I wouldn't want you to start a fire.
No, I would not, and I would be right there. And I've never lit a black candle, but I do have one, and it's not huge. It's kind of short.
Okay.
But fat,
if it's
like
a votive candle, like that's going to burn for several hours,
no,
you might
no.
want to... Okay.
No, it's not a votive
small
candle.
Guy. Good.
Okay.
And then you'd want to burn a white candle right after it, same tiny size, and just say, I now receive all the wonderful gifts.
Okay.
Because you want to open the, or all the confidence, you know. The other thing is, I always recommend carrying either a piece of labradorite.
Okay.
or since you need confidence, pink calcite would be really good for you.
Okay, right. I will endeavor to get labradorite as well, because I've heard about that one.
And labradorite's a great one, especially if your work involves a long travel, like if you have to commute really far.
I don't know if it will in the near future. That was
and it wards off negativity.
I was sort of going into that next question, which is my work, and it's been sparse.
Mm-hmm.
But I also went through a loss of a dear old pet just now, so I'm thinking of putting in for distant courthouses and see if they have work for me. Do you see any work coming soon? I did put in for something steady here, but it hasn't crystallized yet.
Did you say you just had a loss of a pet?
Yes.
Okay, what kind of pet was it?
My beautiful dog.
And your dog's name, because I've got three dogs that are asking to have your attention.
Yeah, I've had three dogs or more. Florencia.
Passing went very easily. Has she? Valencia, is that it?
No, like Florence, Italy, Florencia.
Florence. Okay. And what kind of dog?
Well, she was a mix, but she was sort of like a wolfie. Shepherd mix, beagle-sized.
She's fine. She's really grateful, and she watches you. She's still been around you quite a bit.
She said yesterday that when I stepped into a car, it smelled like a dog, and I know it was spanking clean, so it wasn't that. It was actually her.
Yeah, she's been around you a lot.
She,
there's been a lot of animal transmuting lately. You're going to get a more steady job, but you need to take, like, almost a day off where you don't do anything but grieve, eat chocolate, pamper, do whatever it takes to make you feel good. You've forgotten how to feel good.
Yeah, I've been doing that this last week. At least I've been trying to recover, you know.
Well, yeah. It's going to take time, but within the next 3 weeks, or so, not even maybe that, you're going to get some ideas on what you're going to be doing for work. And you're also going to have to make a choice, because what are you doing now? It feels like you do something temporary.
I am an interpreter.
Okay.
I interpret, I translate.
Okay. You've got an assignment coming up here real soon for a big company. So just keep putting yourself out there. It's coming.
I will be in touch with you as soon as I can. And
okay.
I love listening to Dave's program. And ginger and sage.
There you go. Yeah.
Okay.
Bless you both. And thank you so much. And thank you very much, Julie.
You're
all
very welcome.
All the
take
best
care.
In your hospice work. It's very important work.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Take care.
Good night.
Good night.
Okay, we're bringing on the person with area code 303.
Oh, cool.
Hi,
hello.
Welcome to the show.
Hi, this is Carol.
Hi, Carol. You're
Hi,
a Colorado
Julie.
Person.
How are you?
I'm good.
I am. Thank you for taking my call. I was wondering about my parents and my two brothers who have passed, if they have a message for me.
Okay, I need some first names, because as soon as you said something, like a whole room just came in. So, first name is your mom.
Lucille.
Okay. Well, Lucille is letting me know that you've been a little too hard on yourself lately. She's also apologizing for some miscommunication. She says she was really hard to deal with at the end, because she feels like she didn't get to say some of the things. Was there a cognition or memory issue going on with her?
Yes.
Okay. Because it feels like she wasn't herself when she passed. Or who
knew? No, she was not. In and out. she was in and out.
Yeah, well, she's apologizing. She feels like she said something mean to you before she left, and it wasn't true. She's very proud of you, but she's showing me some roses, but the thorns are real big on them, so that shows me there's been some miscommunication on her part.
Okay.
And she has regret
for
that.
Well, mine too.
Well, you were defending yourself is what I'm getting. And
okay. And
you were under a lot of pressure. Now, what's your father's name? Because I'm seeing four different men here.
Carl.
Okay, and you said you had two brothers that have passed?
Yes, Jerry.
Jerry says you have a question for him. What is your question?
Can he walk?
Can he walk? Yes. He is healed and whole. He's showing me that what encumbered him...
No more crutches, right?
No more crutches, no more pain.
Awesome.
He's totally healed and whole. He's very grateful to you for going out of your way even when you didn't want to. He did see how much effort you made to make his life better. He says you need to pay more attention.
I think it's called.
Hmm? He's telling me you're a distracted driver.
Yes, I am.
He's telling me you need to focus more. He doesn't want to see you on the other side because you weren't paying attention. He likes living life. He likes living life through you. So he's been following you and watching you a lot because he has fun when he's around you.
Sometimes.
Carl isn't saying much. Carl, and that's your dad, right? Who
yeah,
went
Carl
first?
Is my dad.
Mom or dad?
Dad did. Well, actually, Jerry did in 91.
Yeah.
From post polio.
Yeah.
And then Dad in March 06. And then
Dad,
Mom in September 06.
Yeah. Dad is, he's just standing there smiling like, you know, he seems very matter of fact. The energy he's sending off is, it is what it is, you know. We'll all be together. Just don't worry about it so much. But he says,
ask him how I'm doing with the farm.
He says you're doing really well, and he understands that the environment isn't being very kind to you right now. What do you grow? Because he's
corn.
Saying you, corn? Yeah, he's saying it's going to be okay. He wants you to know the water will be there. It will be okay.
Awesome.
Yeah, you're doing okay on the farm.
And Stephen?
Stephen isn't saying anything. He's just kind of like looking at me and looking at you and going like, what is this? How did Stephen, when did Stephen pass?
He passed Mother's Day, May 07. He committed suicide.
Oh, that explains why he's not communicating. He's not ready yet.
Okay.
He's still answering and owning his stuff right now. But he is showing me he will be giving you a sign when you should try and talk to him again.
Okay, we need to go. I heard the music.
Yeah.
David, thank you.
Hey, thanks for calling in.
Thank you.
Okay, take care.
All right, bye now.
Good night. Quick question off the chat, one last little thing, and I'm going to have to relay it to him because they can't hear the audio.
Okay.
This is from somebody named Erin Seitz, and she asks, I would like to know what message is the universe trying to tell me regarding an office or the office.
Say the name again or the...
Her online name is Erin, E-R-I-N, and then Sites, S-I-G-H-T-S.
Okay. Wow, there's an awful lot of turmoil in that office. If she's currently in an office, it needs a good cleaning spiritually. and the communication needs to improve. She's in transition. She's going to have to set some roots down to make this work.
Okay.
When I look at her, it feels like a tornado around her, but not on her. So she can salvage whatever she wants to salvage in this office, but it's not a spectacular place right now.
Okay. I'll see if she has any more questions. Let's go on to the next caller.
Mm-hmm.
This is a person with area code 302. Hi, thanks for hanging around.
Oh, thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
This is Finn, and hi, Julie, and hi, Dave.
Hi.
And what was your name again? I'm sorry.
Susan.
Susan? Okay,
Susan.
Thank you.
Thank you. I was just, there's a lot of stuff going on. A couple questions here. Regarding my daughters right now, my youngest daughter, Michelle, she is planning on marrying this guy that I'm not too happy about. And do you foresee that happening?
I wish she'd listen to her mama. unfortunately, I do. But it won't last.
Yeah.
But she's chosen this path. You don't really, all you can do is try not to do too much I told you so, but encourage her to look at things more clearly.
Okay.
He seems a bit rough to me.
Yeah.
I almost want to say mean.
Yeah. I am
and
very concerned.
She needs to build up her self-esteem a little more.
Mm-hmm.
Because she
mm-hmm.
deserves, and later on in life, she will have a much better loving relationship.
Okay.
She could avoid this if she can see more clearly. So I would, however you contact spirit or whatever faith path you follow, I would encourage them to give you clarity so you can give her clarity without being too much of a mom, you know?
Right. And that's another question what I have, like, with right now our relationship, because of this whole situation, I'm not approving of it. I'm kind of backing off. And I don't really know how to handle it at this point.
Hey,
because
don't
every
back
time
off. Don't back off. You
yeah.
need to just say, you know, dear, I just want to sit down. Give me a minute for you to listen to me and say, you know, my approval isn't spectacular on this, but
right.
I'm going to honor your choices.
Mm-hmm.
All right?
Right.
But I'm always going to tell you the truth, so be
mm-hmm.
careful when you ask for it.
Right.
But I'm no longer going to say I don't want you to do it. You already know how I feel.
Right.
So that's going to cause her to say, wow, Mom turned around.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I should look mm-hmm. at it differently. You're going to have to be creative with her.
Yeah.
It's one of those things, make her think it's her idea.
Okay.
But
now, what about the other one?
You know, the other one's not so bad. A little
really?
Bit of turmoil. Feels like she's lost.
Mm-hmm.
What's going on with the other one?
The other one has had a lot of issues. I actually adopted her daughter.
Is there an addiction or a behavioral issue going on there?
She's diagnosed with bipolar and addiction problems.
All right, because I see two people when I look at her.
Mm-hmm.
She needs to be more compliant. She's not very compliant.
Right.
And she's also psychic, dear.
Yeah.
And that does not mix well with bipolar.
Mm.
So she needs to develop whatever gift she may have or find some sort of grounding spiritual path. And the other will fall into place.
Hmm.
You're
so that
going
might...
through a rough patch with them right now, but it is going to get better.
Okay. And
she's got a double whammy. She's got some gifts that she doesn't understand.
Okay.
On top
and
of being out of whack chemically.
Is that going on? My the child that I'm raising is, you know, my granddaughter that I adopted, and she's 7. She's very sensitive to medications and things, and I'm trying to figure out what's going on with her. I don't know how to, what to do at this point. She's been diagnosed with PTSD and ADHD.
Okay. Hers is dietary and allergy. You need a nutritionalist for her.
Okay.
Or a naturopath. And you will have someone that specializes in pediatric naturopathy. And that will help her a lot to where she may not even need medication. I pick up food allergies and chemical imbalances with her that could be fixed. And it'll be night and day with her.
Do you think that I should go to some type of, like, would a regular allergist be able to help her with that?
Maybe, but I'd honestly look for somebody that specializes in pediatric allergies, food allergies.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you so much for that information. And one other question at my job. Do you see any changes with that?
What's your job?
I'm in banking.
Okay. You'll be there as long as you want to be there, but you may be offered an opportunity to move up a little bit.
Okay.
But if you ever even toy with change will happen.
Okay.
So be careful what you wish for, little girl.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome.
Really enjoyed. Are you going to be? Are you going to be on the show again or?
Well, it's a periodic thing, so
she'll
be on again.
Well, y'all nag him.
So it's been a great show. I really enjoyed it.
Thank you.
I'm glad you did.
All right. Thank you again for the reading.
Good night.
All right. Have a great night. Bye-bye.
You too.
Okay, the person at area code 323. Hi, welcome to the show.
Hello, thanks for taking my call.
And thanks for your patience.
Yeah. I really enjoyed listening to the show.
And what's your first name?
My name is Kahira.
Kahira, okay.
Yes.
Pretty name.
And thank you. I'd like to know what you see coming up for me. I'm looking for a new job. And as far as that and money is concerned.
What field are you in? Because it feels like you're not necessarily in the right field.
Well, right now I'm an analyst, and I really don't enjoy the work. I think it's boring. I don't interact with people much. But the jobs that I'm applying to are different in terms of that.
Did you just apply to something that seemed rather positive in the interview or something?
Right, yeah. I applied to this job. It's based overseas, and we kind of had an informal interview, but I haven't heard from them. I did call to follow up, but, I mean, on the face, it seems like it'd be a really good job, a really good fit for me.
It does. It feels very good. You need to feed that energy more than the boring energy. And start looking towards the job of your desire, not the job you're equipped to do. Because it's like I'm looking at you trying to climb your way out of your cocoon. And your wings are partially out because you've decided I'm done being a drone. I want to be social. I want to be vibrant. And that's what's going to happen. And money will in turn follow and prosperity will follow much more quickly. You have gotten complacent in the current situation because it is boring. It's not stimulating you anymore. And it wouldn't hurt you to have a piece of selenite on your desk.
Selenite.
Yes. Okay. It's a nice little water-soluble stone, so don't get it wet. That will change the boredom and the negativity into something a little more prosperous for the short time you're going to be doing the boring job. But you are about to get something much, much greater. And it's interesting you mentioned it was overseas because I see you traveling away for this job.
Oh, great. That's like when people ask me, you know, what my passion is, I can't really pinpoint anything except travel. I really do like to travel. And I feel like I haven't been able to do it enough.
Well, start looking into careers that you can mold with your current talents that would allow you to travel. maybe an investment group that has European or Asian offices. But this interview, you're going to hear something that's either going to give you the job or point you in a direction that gets you that job, that answers your heart's desire.
Okay, that's great. Also, I'm planning a trip with my oldest brother. Well, he's my only older brother. And do you see that working out well with the destination we've chosen and me traveling with him? Because sometimes we clash.
You're going to have to bite your tongue a bit, and that's hard for you. But
it
just
sure
remember,
is.
This is something you two need to do together because it's going to patch up some past damage, and it's going to open some new doors for your relationship. So if you have to do a 10 count, walk away, or just smile sweetly and say, yes, brother dear, whatever you say, brother dear. And then go beat up a pillow. But this is a lesson that you've asked for, and you're sort of begrudgingly accepting it. So go ahead and accept it. But you're going to have more fun than you're planning on.
Oh, okay. That's great news. Well, I want to thank you both again so much for this. And like I said, I really enjoyed the show. And thank you for helping me out.
Okay. You have a good trip.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good night.
Bye.
Bye.
I wanted to jump back. We have one more caller, but real quick back to the she's gone. I was going to try to ask another question on behalf of Aaron Sites. So this is last caller, area code 267. Hi, welcome to the show, and thanks for your patience.
Hi, thanks for taking my call, and I've learned to have patience. my name's Crystal.
Okay.
And
hi,
I'm
Crystal.
Wondering if you can help me out as far as a relationship that I was in, and I haven't actually spoken to him in a few weeks.
Okay.
And his name's Jerome.
Jerome. And why haven't you spoken in a few weeks?
We kind of had like a falling out, I guess, in a way. And I know he's going through a lot as well, and I was too.
Yeah, you need to let him finish going through his stuff. Otherwise, if you... Because when you two finally reconnect, you're both going to be more open and honest with each other, less intense. He's not in a position to accept intensity, and because it feels like he's in turmoil right now.
Yeah,
but it doesn't feel like it's over, but are you sure it's the right path you want to stay on? Because you've got some other opportunities that are coming your way.
I do know there's a strong connection there. I do know that.
Some of that is he's so familiar to you because of a past life encounter.
Mm-hmm.
That it's easy to fall back into a relationship with somebody just because it feels familiar. This is not that lifetime for you and he. It will be... You could make it work, but it's going to take a ton of work. And you have an easier choice that's about to come your way.
Okay, is it a new person or somebody?
Yeah, new person. So I think I would let Jerome dictate the tone. Send him love and light. Try and heal.
Mm-hmm.
And when he comes around... Be really honest with each other and see if it's worth the work. Because above all, you have free will in this, and you have to make good decisions.
Right.
And if it's not a great fit, there's a very good chance he'll be a friend of yours forever if it doesn't turn back into the loving forever relationship.
Mm-hmm.
But you are definitely not...
With him. I think he just needs to... I think the honest part comes on his end, and I think...
Right,
he's trying to figure
that out. Literally when I look at him, I can hardly see what he looks like because he's in that much turmoil right now.
Has he been thinking about me or anything? Because he's never gone this long without talking. It's just odd.
No, he's thought about you, but he is... I got to tell you, this kid's got a lot on his plate. It's like every aspect of his life is in turmoil.
And he has his ex-girlfriend?
I'm very cautionary when I start reading for, like, I'm reading for you, but I don't want to read too much for him.
Mm-hmm.
It has to do with relationships, mostly past, some that are current, and some around work. So it's like he tripped himself up and everything in his life got shook up in the pop bottle.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's going to take him probably another week or so, if not a month, to settle back down. But he does think of you, and when he thinks of you, it's in a good way.
Mm-hmm.
And he's just trying not to burden you at this point.
Yeah, well, I think he kind of doesn't know how to approach me after the falling out.
Yeah, because it does feel like it was pretty harsh.
Yeah, at his end.
And so we've got to let everybody get healed, and this time apart is going to serve you well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it has. It definitely has.
So, but you're not finished, but you may want to be, but it'll finish better once he comes back in. But just give him time to get through his stuff.
So you think about it like a month?
Yeah, about that. I don't think it'll take longer than that.
Okay, because it's been about a month. It's crazy. It is. It's actually, you're right. Like, the time has done me a lot better than I thought it was. I've been able to sit back and kind of realize what my past experience is and then coming across this one was. And I've learned from it, so it's not something I want to keep going back to, but...
Yeah. Well, I hope that helped a little.
Yeah, it did. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
All right, have a good night.
You too.
Hey, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Good night.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, I think we're done.
All right, cool. Well, that was fun.
Yeah, thank you so much, and I'll call you back in a few minutes.
Okay, cool.
Hey, good night.
Bye.